of Einstein!
Talia, do you require first aid?
I'm fine, and I told you I hate soft jazz.
You know it helps lower your blood pressure.
Does it look like it's working? Do I sound calm to you, Newton?
Perhaps I should suggest your kick-ass playlist.
That's better. Thank you. Oh, what now?
Four children have approached the warehouse.
Then tell them to go away.
I did. They refused to move. And one of them has quite the mouth on him.
For shit's sake, Newton. Pull him up on video.
Video on. They can hear you, Talia.
Hey, look, kids. If you're selling cookies, you're wasting your time.
Do we look like Girl Scouts to you?
I don't know. You sound like one.
Hey, don't insult my friend.
Look, we're sorry, ma'am. We don't mean to bother you, but we're here to see Talia Anderson.
Yeah, never heard of her. Now get off my property.
What now?
Don't make me count to three.
Oh, shit. Please don't count.
One.
Do we tell her? She won't believe us. Future her hasn't recorded the message yet.
Two.
Then play the tape. I know.
Play it, Charles. I have to open the app.
Three.
So find me. We have to stop Kronos before it obliterates everything. You, your families, the entire universe, all of it.
Bam! How you like those cookies?
Presents Black Box, Episode 3, Talia.
It's impossible. The message, the kids, it's all impossible.
I've analyzed the entirety of their recording and concluded it is a 100% match to your voice signature.
Yeah, I heard it, Newton. I know what I sound like.
There are also no signs of adulteration or manipulation. This is authentic, Talia.
Okay, are they still standing outside?
Yes. The obnoxious one appears to be dancing. How do you wish to proceed?
Oh my god, I can't believe I'm doing this. Open the door.
So, does this mean you believe us?
Mm-mm. No talking. Just be silent, children, and watch me think. Just give me time to think.
I kind of think time might be the one thing we don't have.
Oh, cool. Is that what you think? Because you're a scientist? Who else knows about this?
No one. Not a soul.
Pinky promise.
All right, good. Just if you're going to touch pinkies, don't touch anything in here.
I'm not great with social cues. Does that mean we come in or...
Just walk.
Okay.
Charles.
Yep.
Welcome, visitors.
You have your own AI? That's sick.
Yeah, whatever. He keeps me company.
Wait, you mean you live here?
Yeah, what's shocking about that? Where do you live?
Like a house with a kitchen and grass and stuff.
Very, very cool. Hey, Newton, do we have soda or juice boxes or whatever privileged asshole children drink?
We're technically teenagers.
And we don't need a drink. We need to know about Kronos.
Okay, whoa. Hold up now.
No! You left us that message and owe us an explanation.
Yeah, Riley, stick it to her. So start talking, lady.
Talia, I have located the nearest juice boxes at a grocery establishment 3.2 miles away.
Forget the juice and tell us how you crashed that airplane 50 years in the past.
Oh, I'm gonna regret this. Newton, go offline.
Of course, Talia.
All right. What I'm about to tell you does not leave this room. Ever. Say you understand me. Say it!
Yep, got it.
Jeez.
Rude.
Okay, look. Kronos was a research initiative started at MIT by myself and my sniveling asshole of a colleague, Alvin. There were never supposed to be planes or world destruction or whatever that message mentioned. All I wanted to do was send a single particle through time. But Alvin wasn't in it for the science. So he ransacked our lab and sold Kronos to the highest bidder.
Oh, I know this one. Apple.
No, the US government. But I thought Alvin could never make time travel work without me, so I went into hiding and I stayed off the grid.
But look at all this equipment. You kept working on Kronos and built your own time machine.
No. Okay, yes. But it doesn't work, so it doesn't matter. Besides, I am not the problem here. Clearly, Alvin twisted Kronos into something it was never meant to be.
Then why don't you fix your time machine and go back to stop yourself from inventing Kronos in the first place?
Huh. You think you know how time travel works?
I mean...
What? You've seen a few movies and you think you got it all figured out? Well, guess what? Your tiny little underdeveloped brain doesn't have the first goddamn clue.
You don't spend much time around kids, do you?
Look, time travel is... It's complicated. And it's simple. It's... Here. Okay, see this straight line? Imagine it represents time. There's no branches, no alternate histories, none of that butterfly effect, B-movie crap. Now, theoretically, we can move back and forth along this line. That's time travel. But I couldn't say, I don't know, go back to stop 9/11 from happening, because it did happen. We all saw it.
Actually, we weren't alive for that.
Okay, whatever. The point is, 9/11 is part of that line. It's ingrained in our history. And any effort to go back and change it won't do a damn thing.
So we can't go back and stop you from inventing Kronos?
No. But this message means we can still stop it in the future.
Whoa. This must be what it's like to get high.
Wait. If Kronos is just a time machine, how's it supposed to destroy the entire universe?
Yeah. That's the question. And I think there's only one person who can answer it.
This is Alvin Renahan, access number 232120, Kronos Stability Test 4. It's 4. It's 4, right, Stanley? Stanley!
We talked about this, Alvin. F-O-U-R. 4.
Initiating test 4 now. Alright, work, damn it. Alright, green. Green. Green, looking good. Sing for me, baby. 1.1 gigawatts. 1.2 gigawatts. Stale, are you seeing this? 1.3 gigawatts. Shut it down. Shut it down.
Damn it, Al. You can't push her like that. Say something.
Test 4 results. Unstable. Shit.
So, you wanna talk about it?
Shove off, Stanley, and get that cancer can away from me.
Oh, come on, it's not even diet. Jesus, Al, quit glaring at me. Okay, fine. So, what crawled up your ass?
Oh, I don't know. The president? He'll be here in 3 days.
Oh! Wait, you're serious? But why come if the whole damn reactor's skipping out of sync? I mean, you saw the tests.
Yes, and... I believe.
Jesus, Al, you never told them?
No, because we'll make it work.
Yeah, in 3 months, maybe. 3 days is impossible.
Impossible? Impossible is sitting in that room over there, and I built it, so don't lecture me about impossible.
Okay, Al. All right, you're right. I shouldn't have doubted you. 3 days it is.
Good, because the clock's ticking.
How in the hell did this even happen?
Well, technically it hasn't yet.
I know how it works, Davis. What I want to know is how a bunch of bedwetters got to this before us.
Well, the FIS drops into standby after 20 years. Must have reactivated when the kids found it.
And did they access its contents?
Well, the data is severely damaged. I mean, all we've managed to recover is a word or two of a female voice. But it's conceivable they managed to hear more.
So it's conceivable they know everything. And we don't have the first goddamn clue.
Not necessarily, sir. Follow me.
All right, out of my way, people.
You guys better scare the crap out of him. He needs it.
Who's this?
She's a sibling. She saw the suspects at the library and says her car has been stolen.
Third time he's taken it, too.
We've already got an APB out. 99 Red Saturn with, what?
Eyelashes on the headlights. Some of them are broken, but I still think it's cute.
Christ, I'm too old for this shit. Are you gonna tell me about the kids or not?
Oh, right. So they came in asking for some, unusual stuff. Which is weird, because I don't think my brother can even read anything, like, more than a picture book.
Miss, let's keep to the narrative, shall we?
Ooh, you're nasty. I hope you're the one that finds him.
Miss, the library.
Right. Sorry. They, wanted a bunch of newspapers. Old ones. And phone books. Like, a ton of them. Like, all of them. Oh, and they kept asking about a plane crash.
And did they find what they were looking for?
Knows. They ran out of there like it was raining Xboxes outside. But you're gonna find them, right? It's time those little jerks got what's coming to them.
This is so stupid! There's always a way to sneak into places!
I already told you, it's not a place. It's a top secret program.
That you invented! You should just be able to walk in there and be like, bitch, that shit's mine.
Oh my god, can we shut him up?
I mean, he has a point. You do have access that no one else does.
Access? Even if I knew where Kronos was, which I don't, I wouldn't go within 100 miles of it.
Maybe you don't have to. I mean, we can always access their computer network.
Oh, so you're a hacker now? What happened to being a Fortnite addict?
For your information, the league is only on weekends. The rest of the time, well...
That's enough. We're not hacking. In fact, we're not doing anything. I left that message for you so you could deliver it to me. And you've done that. So I think it's time you all went on home and drank your juice boxes and did your kid stuff and...
No, you heard the message. It said we need to stop Kronos.
That means all of us.
Together.
Yeah. What they said.
This is why I hate children.
A guy in my clan was boasting about finding this back door. He's super, super full of himself. I don't think anybody was listening, but I was.
I'm glad you were, Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, stop talking. None of this is good to us if it doesn't work. How much longer do you need?
Not too long. We may be the most badass country in the world, but our network is a joke.
Can you not smoke? I'm kind of allergic.
Jesus! You're all so sensitive.
So I'm guessing this isn't the best time to ask for a juice box?
Do you feel like this is a good time to ask for a juice box? Answer honestly.
I'll make do with water. Gabe, come with me.
Dude, I'm watching this.
It'll just take a minute, okay?
What the hell, Logan? Why are you dragging me into a bathroom?
Did you not just hear her compliment Charles?
Of course this is about Riley.
I'm serious, the world's ending soon and I'm not gonna die.
Whoa. First, the world is not ending yet. And second, now is totally not the time to be hooking up with Riley.
You didn't even let me finish. I was gonna say I'm not going to die a coward. I just wanna do what you said and tell her how I feel.
How's that? Obsessed? All you do is talk about her. Even that stupid drone was all about her. I mean, seriously, Logan, she's turning you into a zombie that's even stupider than you already are. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Look, maybe I should take Riley somewhere, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, I bet you'd like that.
Dude, I told you, I have no idea what Hofstrader's talking about.
You're lying, and you suck. You know that? You're a sucky, sucky friend.
At least I am a friend. More than I can say for you. And I didn't even tell you when you shit your pants.
A is everything okay?
Yeah, Logan's not feeling so good. And he doesn't want you to hear him puke, so come on, follow me.
Oh, okay, I guess.
Wait, where did Gabe and Riley go?
Sit down, kid. I've had enough teenage angst for one day.
I'm not angsted. I mean, I seriously couldn't care less where Gabriel and Riley are right now. Couldn't care less.
I think he's lying. Bulbasaur!
What now?
I'm inside their system. This is the motherlode, all their emails, internal documents, everything.
Wait, go back. Click that one. No, that there.
Are you seeing this?
Seeing what?
This says Cronus is close, like, really close, like a few hours close.
It's impossible.
But it says it right here.
I know what it says, I can read it. Click that attachment. Give it to me.
Wait, are these blueprints?
My God, he built it. That asshole actually did it.
Logan's okay?
Maybe. I don't know. He's probably just mad about his drone. I mean, I guess I would be too. It did look like a pretty bomb A-Wing.
I always thought it looked more like a Viper Mark II.
A what?
From Battlestar Galactica.
How do you know something sci-fi that I don't?
Girls can be geeks too.
This is incredible. Why didn't you tell me before?
I don't know. I guess I didn't want you or Logan freaking out and thinking I was trying to intrude on your masculinity or something.
Are you kidding? That's the most awesome— ah!
Gabe, I thought you saw that.
I wasn't paying attention. Hey, wait. Help me pull the tarp off of this. Oh my God, it's a DeLorean!
It's a crappy sedan.
Okay, but look at everything inside. This must be Talia's time machine. And it's unlocked. Come on.
I don't know, Gabe.
We'll just sit in it. I promise I won't touch anything. Besides, Talia said it didn't work anyway.
Okay.
This is awesome. And it makes sense, doesn't it? Cronus uses airplanes, and so time travel must need movement. Back to the Future got it so right.
I guess it is pretty cool.
Just imagine us going like 20 years into the future. Kanye would be on the oldies playlist.
Don't touch that, Gabe.
It's fine. Everything's off. Oh, crap.
The doors are locked.
It's okay. We just...
Gabe, the doors are locked.
I'm trying to stop it. Why are those numbers flashing?
Time drive. Initiate.
Turn it off!
I can't! It's doing it on its own!
We're moving, Gabe!
It won't stop! Oh, crap! Hang on!
Something's opening! Gabe?
Black Box is written and directed by Brian Siegley. Produced by Brian Siegley and Chase Kinzer. Starring Michael Cimino as Logan, Breck Bassinger as Riley, Chosen Jacobs as Charles, Jacob Bertrand as Gabe, Edie Patterson as Talia, with Joel McHale as Alvin, and Kelsey Grammer as the General. This episode also features Sabrina Gennarino, Adam Cheskeen, Natasha Tina Liu, and Harrison Grant. Recorded, designed, and mixed by Iceman Audio. Production sound mixing and dialogue editing by Evan Menick. Sound design and re-recording mixing by Michael Capuano. Music by Darren Morsey. Casting by Brett Howe and Mary Vernou. Production legal by Jordan Rock. Black Box is a Reverb production. To learn more, visit ReverbPodcasts.com and be sure to follow the show at Apple Podcasts or Spotify to receive new episodes each week.